And finally today, a pair of biographical documentaries about life in the world of jazz caught the attention of our resident musician. Here's David Was.
One is about bebop-era singer Jackie Paris.
Back home again in Indiana.
And the other details the life and work of 1960s avant-garde saxophonist Albert Eiler. If you aren't familiar with their names, you are by no means alone. Both died in relative obscurity, and it's hard to say which of these two films is the more tragic. With few exceptions, the struggle to merely survive and also thrive artistically is a tough trick to pull off in the mortally enticing jazz subculture of nightclubs and life on the road. The paths to privation and ruin were many, and vocalist Jackie Paris knew the highs and lows as well as anyone.
Time after time.
Tis Autumn, Raymond De Felita's film about the singer, is the classic story of underappreciated genius. Paris toured with Charlie Parker, opened for Lenny Bruce, and was highly respected by the likes of Charles Mingus and Ella Fitzgerald. That and a dime bought a cup of Joe in the 1950s when, by rights, Jackie should have become a star. But for whatever reason, he didn't.
So lucky to be.
The filmmaker found Jackie Paris holed up in his flat in Manhattan in 2004 and shot interview footage of him and his coterie just before his demise that same year. The vocalist's stories are both triumphant and sad, his soft smile suffused with a goodly measure of regret that can't fail to move you, whether you've heard of him or not. Tenor saxophonist Albert Eiler, on the other hand, didn't live long enough to know regret, instead went up and down like a Roman candle. His brief moment in the jazz pantheon ended by suicide at the age of 36. The Cleveland native had toured with bluesman Little Walter for a couple of years, before leaving for Europe like so many disaffected African-American musicians. Swedish filmmaker Casper Collins' My Name is Albert Eiler traces his career from Stockholm back to New York, where the histrionic squeals of his sax impressed John Coltrane and Eric Dolphy, the Castor and Pollux of the avant-garde. Eiler's brand of frenetic, free improvisation was a shock to the jazz world, though he was confident his time would come. In a few years, they will understand the music, he says in the film, and all the people who like jazz will like what I'm playing on my instrument. In truth, his influence would exceed his popularity, and his sense of reality would begin to blur, perhaps aided by the powerful psychotropic drugs penetrating music culture and rock and roll as well as jazz. After smashing his saxophone over the television set in the fall of 1970, Albert Eiler boarded the Statue of Liberty ferry and jumped overboard into the icy waters of the East River. They say better late than never, but it's sad that these two, who each paid more than their fair share of jazz dues, didn't get their tributes until after they were gone.
David Was is half of the musical duo. Half of the musical duo Was, not Was. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Madeline Brand.